Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Delmarte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Homeland Security, an unprecedented title coined by the Bush administration, a title that might be used in some European nation, not the United States. What happened to words like nation or republic? I don't like the title, and the organization makes me nervous. As a result of the infamous 9/11 incident, Homeland Security was formed in 2002 to protect the states from terrorist activity. The organization presently includes 187 federal agencies and departments, including the U.S. National Guard, Federal Emergency Management Agency, U.S. Coast Guard, Customs and Border Protection, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, U.S. Secret Service, Transportation Security Administration, the 14 agencies that constitute the intelligence community, and the Civil Air Patrol. In 2002, this new organization was declared a new cabinet department and became part of the executive branch. So, we now have a huge organized group to fight and prevent terrorism, supposedly make our nation safer from within. Comforting? Only to a point. Question: what kind of terrorism is covered here? There are many, and they are varied. In 2004, the question was answered, and to me, it is scary. The department formed a National Incident Management System, NIMS. Here is the scary part. NIMS is flexible because it is applicable to any incident, regardless of cause, size, location, or complexity. Think about it. Any gathering, by any group, for any reason, could be classed as an incident at the whim of the U.S. executive branch. In the past few weeks, caravans of new, never-before-seen military-style equipment is on the road in various areas of the United States. Black, fully armored Humvees bearing Homeland Security markings are training with the National Guard, FEMA, and police. Homeland Security has also taken possession of 2,500 very heavily armored vehicles never before used inside the U.S. According to pictures that I have seen, some of these vehicles contain markings such as Special Response Team, Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Police Rescue. When I couple this information with the report of Homeland Security's purchase last year of 450 million rounds of ammunition, I get an uneasy feeling. That is 139 million rounds more than the total population of the United States. Will this information be more comforting if the President of the United States is of a particular political persuasion? In my book, absolutely not. There is too much power vested in the executive branch, and sooner or later, I think that the nation will suffer from it. Our freedoms are precious and seem to be dwindling as the days go by. I would be extremely happy if I am totally wrong about what I have said today. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.